Investors are glad we're at the end of 2022. Soaring inflation and the Federal Reserve's aggressive interest rate hikes made it a brutal year for stocks. The previous two were also tough for the markets due to the pandemic. If you have a retirement plan or a college savings plan, it can be dispiriting to look at the balances. So what hope could there be for 2023? Let's ask CBS News business analyst and host of Jill on Money, Jill Schlesinger. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
So, Jill, it has been a brutal year in the markets. Tech layoffs, inflation, the continuing pandemic, all these factors. Were there any safe investments this year?
Well, I think the safest was being a very good saver. And for the first time in a long time, savers were rewarded because as interest rates went up throughout the year with the Federal Reserve rate hikes, so too did the interest that you were earning on your savings, your checking, your high-yield money market, and even short-term CDs. That was kind of the best thing to have your money in. But of course, you wouldn't have been looking too smart if you had basically had all of your money in a savings account over the last 10 years. It happened to work this year. But otherwise, you know, pretty much everything went down. And it's a strange outlier kind of year when stocks and bonds and even commodities all start to drop throughout the year.
Okay, well, let's move forward to 2023. I'm sure people will be looking to invest successfully, recoup some of their losses from this past year, and frankly, losses from several years in a row since the start of the pandemic. Are there any guarantees that the coming year will be any better?
I think there is one thing that I can guarantee with investing, and that is there's nothing to guarantee. And, you know, the things that do have guarantees, for example, if you buy a U.S. government bond, that's a guarantee. It's as close to a guarantee as you can get.
Right.
But you give up something, right? You give up your upside. So sure, there's going to be people who say, I would rather actually not be on the ride of being an investor, have a guarantee of a U.S. government bond that's actually paying a decent amount of interest right now, rather than be on the roller coaster of being in a stock or bond mutual fund. And I get that. But, you know, I am heartened by long term, those two words, long term, because I think that if we look at data going way, way, way back, what we learn is even when you have a rotten year, like the year we have just had, when we look at the long term, we know that a diversified portfolio that has not all your eggs in one basket with asset allocation working for you and people consistently putting money away, that will yield them the best long-term returns.
So keep the faith that it'll bounce back.
That's exactly right.
All right. Real quick, Jill, I know you're a fan of Roth IRAs. What about investing in ourselves? Is now the time to just load up our retirement funds?
If you have the cash flow to do it, if you have your emergency reserve fund with 6 to 12 months of your living expenses set aside, if you have really started to tackle your high interest debt and you've got extra money, I love the Roth IRA. I think it's fantastic, especially for younger people who are starting out, but even for older people. It's great to know that you've already paid taxes on your retirement account. And that's the beauty of a Roth.
That's CBS News business analyst and host of Jill on Money, Jill Schlesinger. Thank you, Jill, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.